Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet Elu Hein Haniskolin. The following people are high skila. Some of the following, the pasuk says in the first, they are high skila, and in some of the following, the pasuk says either Dama Bo or Demehem Bam. And Chazal learn out any time the pasuk says Dama Bo or Demehem Bam, there is a chiyav skila. Haba Ala Aim, somebody who is boil, his mother is high skila. Vial Eshes Ha'av, your high skila for the wife of the father, if you are boil her, even if it's not your mother. Vial Hakala, your high skila for a daughter-in-law. Vial Hazachar, if you boil a male. Vial Habehema, for being boil Behema, there is a chiyav skila. Vihaisha Hamavia Es Habehema, a woman that takes a Behema to be rover her is high skila. V'hamigareit, a mevarach Hashem, is chayav skila. V'ha'oved avodah zara, somebody who worships avodah zara. V'hanosein mizaro l'molach, somebody who gives his children over to the molach. This is a type of avodah zara. It will be explained further in a later Mishnah. U'ba'ov b'yidoni, these are types of magic. They are chayav skila. This will also be explained further in a later Mishnah. V'hamechalo es ha'shabes. V'hamekalel aviv v'imo, v'haba anara hamorasa, somebody who is boil a nara, a girl that's between 12 and 12 and a half, that's ma'orasa, she's nidarsa, but not yet married, there's a chiyav skila. V'hamesis, somebody who seduces somebody else to be oved avodah zara. V'hamediach, somebody who impresses on a lot of people to be oved avodah zara, is also chiyav skila. V'hamechashes, somebody who is involved in magic. Uben sorer Umore, Ben Sora Umore is Chai Skila. This will be explained in greater detail in a later parak. Haba al Ha'aim, Chayav Aleha Mishum Aim, Umishum Eshes Av. Somebody who is boiled his mother is Chayav two Chatos if he does it Bishoge, one Chatos because she's an Aim, and the other Chatos because she is an Eshes Av. Of course, if he does it Mesit, it's not possible to say his Chayav two Misos, since once he is killed one time, you can't kill him again. But here we are talking about where he did it, b'shogeg, he would be chayev two chatos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, eino chayev ela mishum ha'ein bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he does it b'shogeg, he is only chayev once for the iser ein, but he is not chayev for the iser eishes av. Haba al eishes av, chayev aleha mishum eishes av, umishum eishes ish. Somebody who is boiled on eishes av, even if she is not his mother, he would be chayav two chatos if he does it b'shoge, one chatos for eishes av, and one chatos for eishes ish, bein b'chaye aviv, bein la'achar, misas aviv. A person would be chayav for eishes av, whether his father is still alive. He would be chayav even if the father already died. Of course, the difference would be if the father already died. If he does it b'shoge, he's only chayav one chatos for eishes av, but he would not be chayav in this case for eishes ish, since the father is no longer alive. Bein min ha'erusin, bein min ha'nesuin, you're chayav for eishes av, whether she is only nidarsa to the father, or whether she's already married to the father. Haba al kalaso, chayav aleha mishum kalaso, umishum eishes ish. Somebody who is boiled his daughter-in-law, if he does a b'shogeg, he's chayav twice, once for the iser kalaso, and one for the iser eishes ish. Bein bechaye bno, bein la'achar misas bno, you're chayav for kalaso whether the son is still alive. Even if he already died, you're chayav for kalaso. The difference would be if the son already died, she's no longer an eishes ish, and you would only be chayav once for kalaso, not for eishes ish. Bein min ha'erusin, bein min ha'nesuin, you're chayav for kalaso whether she's only nitarsa to the son, not yet married, or whether she's already married to the son. Haba al hazachar va'al habehema. Somebody who is boil a zachar, both of them are chayev misa. The person who is boil and also the person who allows the other male to be boil him is also chayev skila. And somebody who is boil a behema, both the behema and the person are chayev skila. V'ha'isha hamavia es habehema. A woman that takes the behema to be rover her, both the women and the behema are chayev skila. In adam chata. Behema machatos. When a person sins and is boil a behema, we understand that he should be chayav, as a person has das and he has bechira. But a behema, when a behema sins, why is a behema chayav skila? The behema does not have das and does not have bechira. Ella lefi shefas la'adam takala ayada lefichach amar hakatav tisaka. Because a takala happened to a person through the behemoth, there was a nichshol avon, a person sinned through the behemoth, therefore, the pasuk says that the behemoth is also chayes skila. Dover acher, another reason why the behemoth is chayes skila. Shelo tehe ha-behemah overes b'shuk. V'yomru zui sheniska ploni ayad. We do not want that after the person sinned through the behemoth, that the behemoth would be walking through the market, and people would point to the behemoth and say, this behemoth is what caused somebody else to get skila through this behemoth. And the kasa of the pasuk is chas al bizyonos sho'adam. The pasuk doesn't want that the sinner should have bizyonos after he has already been killed and received kapara. So therefore, the Torah says that we should kill the behemoth. Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Hamegadeit einu chayiv ad sheyefarish et Hashem. A megadeit, somebody who is mevarech Hashem, is only chayiv skila if he says the Shem Hashem outright in his klala. If he only alludes to the Shem Hashem, he would not be chayiv skila. He also is only chayiv skila if he is mevarech Hashem b'shem, meaning he uses Hashem's name to be mevarech Hashem, so therefore he said the Shem Hashem outright two times. In that case, he is chayiv skila. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korfa, b'chol yom danin et ha'edin b'kinoi yake yose et yose. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, any time the Edom are discussing with the Dayanim, the Edus that they are being made as somebody with Mevarech Hashem, the Edom, when they are being made, they would not use the Shem Hashem outright. Instead, they would use a kinoi, they would allude to the Shem Hashem without saying it outright. They would say, Yake Yose Es Yose. Yose here is referring to the Shem Hashem as it has four letters, just like the Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke, and it also had the gematria of Elohim. That's why they use the word Yose to allude to the Shem Hashem. Nigmar Hadin. When Bezdin is making a final decision to be Mechayev, the person Misa, Lo Horgim Bekinoi. They would not be able to be Mechayev and Misa if they only heard a Kinoi from the Edom. They would have to hear outright exactly what the person says. Ela Moitzin Es Kola Adam Lechutz. What they would do is they would ask everybody who was present in the Bezdin to leave. V'sho'alim et ha'gadol shebehem. They would ask the most prominent of the Edom, v'omrim lo, and they would tell him, emor ma'she shamata v'feirish. Please tell us what you heard from this Megadeth outright. V'hu omer, and he would say the klala outright using the Shem Hashem. V'hadayanim omdin aragleim v'korin v'lo ma'achem. The Dayanim would be standing on their feet, and when they hear the Shem Hashem being used in this way, they would be chayiv to do kriya, they would tear their clothes, and they would never be allowed to sew it up properly. The Edom, on the other hand, would not have to do kriya, since they already did kriya when they heard the Mevarech Hashem in the first place. V'hasheni oimer af ani kamohu. The second aid would not have to speak out the klal of the Pharisee. All he would have to say is that I heard the same thing that the first guy is saying that he heard. V'hashlishi, if there's a third aid also, omer af ani kamohu, he would also say that I also heard the same thing. He would not have to speak it out to Pharisee.